Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you from the beautiful foothills, just about a half a mile from the white sand of Lanikai Beach. This is the Seth Rayner-designed Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's nestled between the hills on each side and bordered by the sea and the Ko'olau Mountains. This golf course has been the host to the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational for 65 years. Jenny K., she was the wife of then-Mayor Wilson, and you might know him because there's the Wilson Tunnel you drive through on the Like-Like. Jenny K. wasn't a golfer. She supported her friends who were. With her name on the marquee, the Jenny K. Wilson has been the elite amateur women's event in Hawaii, and some could argue one of the elite amateur events in the United States. This year, we have Champions Flight and flights A, B, C, D, and E. Everybody who wants to play gets to play. Everybody who wants, of course, with their gin, to be in the competition, to test their game in competition on a tournament-conditioned golf course that Jason Amoy does, is welcome if they get their application in on time. We have contestants from, well, 11 years of age. Michelle Wee, she won. I believe we had a 10-year-old playing 1 year. And if my memory doesn't mistake me, there was a woman 88 years young playing in the D flight 5 years ago. Well, this time of the year, the David Ishii Hawaii High School Golf Championship, that's like going to states. They just finished. After a long-fought season with the OIA and the ILH, that's the public schools and the private schools going up against each other, powerhouses Moanalua and Punahou dominate often. And this year, Punahou, led by Marielle Galdiano, dominated again. Yes, Marielle Galdiano, she's shot a 63 this year at Lelehua. At Lelehua, she shot a 63. She won two events back-to-back in the OIA. Here we are, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. This is like the last home game before many of these young women go off to the mainland to play in the USGA summer event. Marielle Galdiano will be playing her third U.S. Women's Open. We'll be talking with the people who have kept the tradition and this event alive for 65 years. And we'll also be talking with the young women who are its 2015 contenders. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
We're back. Here we are in the beautiful, you know, I can't tell you how gorgeous the scene is. Tim Dietrich is the general manager, and his office is, well, we're looking at the Ko'olau range, and I'm looking at the driving range. The women are out. The girls are out. The champions are practicing. The E-Flight is practicing. I think I recognize Susan Awaya. She's on the driving range. She's been playing for years. And in the clubhouse for the 2015 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, we always watch the champions, like Marielle Galdiano, who shot a 65 yesterday, 7-under 65. With me right now is Carrie Schumann. She's the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Chair. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
It's quite an undertaking. I mean, when do you start preparing for next year's event? Generally around October.
Oh, and that, but I was told Mark Wilson, Mark Souza is also with us. He's a rules official. He's the director of golf, and he's the head professional here at Mid-Pacific Country Club and in charge of the Junior League. We've got all kinds of things going on this summer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Yes, it's going to be an exciting summer.
Yeah. And you told us when you were coming in that I didn't need to worry about you getting out there because there are so many people out already helping.
Yes, we have six rules officials out there today. So I'm a floater, so I'll just be driving on the course in case they need any help out there.
He's got the big book.
I got the big book.
The decisions book. That's the big book. So, Carrie, you have a lot of women who just automatically come in and say, I'm here to help.
Not really. It takes a lot of arm twisting, but they all do such a good job that you just try to keep them going and going and going. So if they will stay in their jobs, it makes my job easy, very easy.
We know about professional events. They have to get a purse together and all that. But you also need sponsors, like, your title sponsor is UHA.
UHA has been fantastic since 2006.
2006.
Yep.
Now, tell us why a amateur event where, you know, money is not divided up amongst the winners. Why is a title sponsor so important to the event?
Well, we provide quite a bit for the players. The entry fee, if you really lined it out with three rounds of golf plus practice and all that we give them, it comes up to a lot more than their entry fee.
So that's where UHA comes in, and they supplement what is the entry fee, $125?
No, $210.
$210. $210. And that's not a lot, given
three rounds of golf and a big banquet, too.
And the banquet.
Now, practice round. And, yeah.
You just got to the heart of it. At the end of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, on Sundays, there's a banquet here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Yes.
And it's a song and dance. I remember that the women always talking about the girls who are out there playing then come and dance or play their ukulele or the guitar, whatever, and sing and have a great time. Is that still the tradition?
We have some talented women. Yes, that will do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it sounds like it's a cani capilla. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun. And
well, we had some of that last night, too.
Yeah.
We had our poo-poo party, and some of the gals got up and danced.
That's wonderful. So that's what Jenny K. Invitational Week is like. Not only working, but also getting together and having the social
very
experience.
Very much so. Very much
so. That's what makes golf so fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
For women
yeah.
to have that social component. How long have you been the Jenny K. Invitational Chair?
This is my second year.
And are you enjoying what you're doing? Did you know that it would be as much work?
Yeah, I knew it would be a lot of work. But if I didn't have the girls, 20 women, doing their jobs, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
At all.
So you have 20 women who are doing individual things like...
Yeah.
PJ Selmanson, she's doing the media work, and everybody has their station. Rule is rules officials. Can you give me an idea of what are the different things that we have to do to make this tournament?
Well, we have a banquet chair. We have a hole-in-one chair. We have hospitality. We have entertainment. I mean, I can go on and on.
Right.
Yeah.
Hole-in-one chair. What is a hole-in-one chair? That's always kind of exciting.
Well, she gets the car.
She gets the car?
If lucky, and
yes.
We have been lucky. So we have a car for this Sunday. It'll be on hole six. And also closest to the pin. She gets the closest to the pin prizes.
Okay, what kind of a car? Who decided?
It's a Toyota.
I believe it's a Honda.
Honda.
Uh-oh.
Honda.
Okay. But we have a car.
A
local company.
Yes.
That's
Tony Honda.
Tony Honda brought the car. UHA, they're your title sponsor. They supplement everything, make sure this all works.
Yeah.
Because Jenny K. was an interesting woman. She was Hawaiian, married Mayor Wilson, and do you know her history?
Yes, we do have a history of her, but it's pretty lengthy.
Right.
It's amazing. She was a court dancer.
In King Kalakaua's court.
Yes.
Yes. And she was born in 1872, and she was given in the Hanai tradition to friends. And that was not unusual in Hawaiian custom. So if there was a couple that didn't have a child, and someone had 14, then you gave a child to the couple that didn't have children and raised it as your own. It's
She was the 14th.
Yes, exactly. So
wow,
a lot of babies. Yeah. So Kamamalu Kuula, and she was christened Ana Kini. That's Hawaiian for Jenny. Kapahukula, a Kamamalu Kuula, and they raised her as her Kapahukula and Kuula, the people who raised her as their own. A wonderful story. Lived next door to King Kalakaua and Queen Kapiolani, playmate of their three Hanai sons. Again, they were the crown princes of Hawaii. King noticed her. She started dancing. She was 14. At the time, though, it was improper to dance in public. So her mother didn't let her do that originally, right? But she learned ballroom dancing, how to play the ukulele. So, and she was a member of the Kawaihao Glee Club that was created by the king. And King Kalakaua then broke the kapu and said, we should dance. That's why he was called the Merry Monarch. Dancing is a part of our lives, our customs, our history. That's how we tell stories. And I think the king called her Lady Jane. And after 3 years of formal, schooling, she learned hula from her mother, as well as Master Kumu from Kauai, Kamealua, and Kapaona. So this woman then, after going to dance in Europe, she danced for the Tsar of Russia. She danced for John Wilson, was born and raised in Hawaii. That was our mayor. And his lady, his mother was a lady-in-waiting to Queen Liliuokalani. And they rekindled their friendship as the band returned to Hawaii and the Kini and her friends played on. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And then for her to come along and say that she was going to lend her name, why did she decide to do that?
She was just chosen, and she was very willing to support the women.
Yes.
They chose her.
They approached her and said...
Because of her Hawaiian ancestry and...
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So the golf course was Seth Rayner designed in, was it 1926, Mark?
Right. In 1926, on May 5th, we opened up the golf course. But Seth Rayner was on his way to Japan, from what I understand, and this was the last golf course that he designed. Well, while I said it was theirs, we say it was ours. But anyway, it's one of the last...
Because they were 1 year apart. So
yeah.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
Right. So, but anyway, it's got the Steph Rayner touches to it with the crown greens and the dog legs. So it's a very challenging course, and we have members that never get tired of playing our golf course.
It's beautiful.
And they're playing four times a week, five times a week. That's great.
And
we
when you say crown greens, I call them turtlebacks. Some people call
turtle
them
turtleback, crown greens, right? Yeah.
So what?
The undulations of the green, and we kept that. Theme, throughout the years. We redesigned greens 10 and 11, well, back in the 90s, but with Robin Nelson was here, but we kept that Steph Rayner design.
Absolutely. And whereas Waialae, the encroachment of the population, the neighborhood, the subdivision, the hotel, that took away holes, they had to kind of squish the course all together. I'm not saying anything negative about Waialae, but this golf course hasn't had that impact. It hasn't had that impact. Yes. So a pleasure. The girls are teeing off now, and we're talking about 100 and how many?
122.
Correct.
122. And we have someone here who's going to be playing in just a few minutes. Can we take a real quick break, get everybody set up? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're at the 2015 65th Jenny K. Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Marielle Galdiano is in the lead. She just won her third consecutive state title in the HSSAA Girls Golf Tournament last week. That's when the ILH and the OIA, they all just, all that goes away, and they're just schools. They're competing as teams against, but of course, there's also the individual. She also just qualified for her third U.S. Women's Open. So Marielle Galdiano is now in the lead. She shot a 65. And we were talking about it. It's possibly the women's low score for Mid-Pacific Country Club Jenny K. Invitational. We think that's the lowest score ever shot. And now joining us in the clubhouse is one of the young ladies who's going to be going out for her tee time very soon, Susanna Sarkey. And welcome to the show, Susanna.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you from Hawaii, or are you from, somebody said you were from Sweden?
I'm actually from Finland.
From Finland?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody thinks it's all up there and in you know, Norway somewhere,
yep.
Right? What brings you to Hawaii?
I study at Hawaii Pacific University. I'm doing my MBA degree there.
And what got you into golf in Finland?
I actually grew up in Singapore, so I started golf when I was 4 years old.
Did you?
Yeah.
And, now, see, I don't think of, okay, first question, what brought you from Finland to Singapore?
Parents' jobs.
Did you, moving around,
yeah,
internationally.
Yeah.
And what got you into golf?
Well, actually, my brother is 6 years older than me, and he's playing on the pro tour back home. So I guess just seeing my brother play out there, so I wanted to do the same.
You wanted to do what bro was doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's something that's, did he inspire you to work harder?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I always wanted to hit it further than him. I mean, I don't know if that's very reasonable. I mean, he's hitting it 330 yards, but so.
When you walked in, I couldn't help but notice that you're tall, a statuesque. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Does that help your game?
I think it brings distance to the drive, having that extra length.
Having that, and yet we have so many young women who are 5'5".
Oh, yeah.
Does that amaze you when you're competing against, you're tall and statuesque and you know you have the physics behind you, and then you, but there's, like, Marielle Galdiano is, like, she's five, there she is, she's five, Marielle, how tall are you? Sorry, Marielle. Yeah, she's 5'3", and she shot a 63 at Lele Hua, and she's going for her third U.S. Women's Open. So that must be interesting for you.
No, I don't think so. I think it's so much about the technique, having that whip in the drive. It's not about length or physique. It's a lot about technique. So it's really impressive. I'm really glad that there are a lot of girls out there.
Yeah, and when you say whip in the drive,
yeah,
what do you mean?
I mean, the impact on the ball right before contact. So having that, you know, whip from your whole body, you can just get it out there.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, how? So do you have a coach that you're working with now?
I do.
Do you want to give him or her?
So Jim Utsugi is my coach here in Hawaii. I play for Hawaii Pacific University.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. And what is your goal? What do you want to do?
I want to go pro after I graduate. That's my goal.
And you want to go? Are you guys qualifying schools, the Mitra Tour, LPGA? How are you going to do this?
Well, first I'm going to play the Nordic Tour back home in Europe, and then qualify for the European Tour. That's
the
my goal. Yep.
Excellent. Well, see, I think that a lot of the U.S. men are doing that now. They're going to Europe.
Yeah.
Getting on the I can't remember the men's tour, the
EP,
the European tour,
yeah.
But there's a feeder tour into men's tour. So you're doing, and that's smart because that's what a lot of U.S. guys are doing.
Yeah.
They're going to Europe,
yeah,
and it helps with the movement. You get all the training of how to travel, but you've got that down. You don't have a problem with that. Susanna, what's your tea time? Am I keeping you?
My tea time is in exactly an hour. So.
Oh, in exactly.
Ready to go warm up.
Ready to go warm up, and that gives us before you leave your pre-shot. What's your warm-up routine before you go on and to the first tee?
So I start off at the range, hit wedges, get that feel, get the contact on the ball, go into the longer clubs, hit drives off the tee from the range, and then some short game shots and putting right before I head out. So.
How do you like what Jason Amoy does with the greens here? He's pretty tricky, isn't he?
I like them. They're
you
in good
like
shape.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Susanna, thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to following you on the LPGA Tour.
Thank
to
you.
All of the tours and the stages that it gets.
Right.
He
right.
takes you there. Awesome.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with some more of our competitors. And it's just so cool having Susanna Sarkey explain things that are important to her. And Mark Sousa will maybe be back in a little while. Well, he'll try. Okay. In the meantime, we're going to bring Marielle Galdiano and get her situated. But let's take our next break, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii. Your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're in the clubhouse now with Marcia Lee. She's rules official. Mark Sousa, don't worry, we have a rules official on the course. Mark Sousa is out there now. Welcome to the show, Marcia. Oh, it's so good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And joining us in the clubhouse right now is our superstar. You are amazing. I mean, I was looking at Punahou, of course, won. And then I'm looking at your OIA and ILH, right? I'm looking at all the scores. And I don't know, did you shoot a 63 at Leilehua?
I did.
I did, yes.
This was right after the latte qualifier. I didn't make it, unfortunately, but it was just the greens were rolling really fast, and so was Lily Hua, so I was quite prepared, actually. Same thing there. I don't think I made any bogeys, and I had an eagle and a lot of birdies.
They've redone the course. It's really cool, isn't it? Yeah, at Lele Hua.
Yeah.
But did not making the cut for the latte, did that give you fire in your belly to make it at Lele Hua? Prove it to yourself?
Kind of. It was more like, it was much more relaxed at Lele Hua because I was playing with my friends from high school golf compared to playing with pros at the qualifier. So I was a lot more relaxed and just able to play the best I could.
You know, now you've qualified for your third U.S. Women's Open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to be playing now. Again, you are competing against your friend.
Yeah.
Right? For that one spot, that lone spot, it was a Ka'anapali on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging course, the Royal Course.
Yeah.
You ready to, did you learn something from how to take that relaxed person that can shoot a 63? To that professional environment that is a little bit more, I don't know, nerve-wracking?
Well, I try to take the mindset I have playing with my friends and somehow apply it to with playing with the pros. It'll definitely be more difficult with a lot more factors like media, fans, and tougher course. But I think just having the mindset of knowing that I'm able to shoot like very low scores, I think it can be applied to tougher courses like the Women's Open.
Absolutely. I know it can be. They always use you on television, you know, on Golf Channel during the U.S. Women's Open. Frequently they go and talk about you and your game and talk about your, you know, your stature. Here you are 5'3", and you hit the ball. How far do you hit the ball?
I would say around 250 to 270 right now.
That's far. That's amazing.
It's far for my height, especially.
Yeah. And Susanna Starkey was just here, and she was saying that she thinks the way that you play is amazing, and it's in the whip. So you put your whole body into that when you make that contact. Give us a tip.
Since I'm on the shorter side, I guess I get all the power from my legs, especially. So just having a lot of power from below, I guess it'll transfer somewhere up to the upper body, and I'll be able to swing it faster.
Yes.
So,
yes. I saw a clip on Michelle Wee, and it was the title of it, it's all in the legs,
mm-hmm.
and it's that
it's true.
It's that grounding using the earth force.
Mm-hmm.
And then that somehow translates. I talk like I know what I'm doing, but I couldn't. When I'm trying to use the earth force, there's a lot more to it, and it's called practice.
Yeah.
And you're doing it all the time. How much time do you spend? I mean, you're competing, you're traveling, you're going to school, you're doing all of these things. In the last week, you've been on the Big Island, Maui, Oahu. You've competed in all these events. When do you practice?
After school, basically, but it's only for around 1.5 hours to 2 hours at the most, even on Fridays. We practice frequently, so it's not necessary for me to practice for like 3 hours after school because I still have to catch up with a lot of my schoolwork.
Yeah.
So being able to just have some kind of practice in every day just is fine for me.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what is your pre-tournament? I wanted to ask you about your pre-shot routine, but I think that's almost too personal. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's something that you've worked out for yourself, the pre-shot routine.
Mm-hmm.
There's the thinking of Vision 54, where you're in the think box, where you get to make all your decisions. Okay, I need this club, and it's this distance, and the wind is doing that, and then once you step up to the tee, you take all that and throw it away and just play.
Yeah.
What is that kind of what you do?
My pre-shot routine has changed over the years. I found things that worked and things that didn't. So I threw away, of course, the ones that didn't work. When I figure out, like, all my distances and yardages, and I'm like, oh, okay, I want it to be around here. Then when I step up to the ball, I just kind of look at it, and it's like, okay, I want it over here. And then just kind of focus on something in front of me, and then just at the ball, basically, and where it goes, it just kind of happens.
That's great, because in putting, they say that what you should do is not necessarily aim for the hole. You want to aim for the hole, of course, but you also want to find a point between your ball and the hole so that you have a secondary target that will then take you to the hole.
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. And now when you're in pre-tournament mode, what do you do the hour before you tee off?
I'm probably warming up, so I don't have an exact routine.
Oh.
So it'll depend on availability on the range, how I'm feeling about chipping or putting. So basically what I need first, I give the most time. But definitely I like to spend a lot more time on the putting green.
Marcia, you had a great question. You asked before we were on the air about the number.
Oh, I asked Marielle if she had a number in mind when she came out to play here yesterday.
When you shot the 65, that's like a Jenny Kay, if we're not mistaken, tournament low score, 65.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a number in mind?
No, I didn't. Like I told her earlier, I just tried not to make mistakes for the most part. I did make mistakes. It just didn't really show on the score. I just semi-made up for it. But, yeah, for the most part, it was just regular golf for me.
It was just regular golf for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really liked the grouping as well. I played with Alicia May, Mateo, Kaylin Ng, and Milburn Ho.
Oh.
So we're all part of the younger group, so we're all having fun and stuff.
Okay. Third Women's U.S. Open. You must have learned huge amounts of information from number one to number two. Do you feel super prepared for number three?
I wouldn't say super prepared because there's probably going to be something that pops up when I get there. I don't know. But I feel a lot more confident, you would say, with my game and how I'm handling stuff. I think my first one, I was too consumed with, like, the spotlight and didn't really get time to practice, so I didn't play as well as I wanted to.
Because you were so young.
I was like 13 or something.
Everybody's going, she's 13.
Right.
Okay, can we talk about where you're going to go to college?
I did a verbal commit to UCLA about like a year ago.
Hey, Bruin.
Yeah.
All the Bruins out there going, yeah, Bruin. Awesome. Marielle Galdiano, it is always a real pleasure talking with you. And,
thank you.
And is there anything you want to, you know, are you going to turn professional in the near future? I mean, after college, are you going to go for it and tour? Is that what you want?
That's what I really want to do. It depends on how my game will be in college. And if I think I'm ready, I might not finish, but I'm not sure. I don't want to just, like...
Right, no. Yeah, we don't want to take it, like, one tournament at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing at a time.
Excellent. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
I didn't let you finish. Is there somebody you'd like to say hello to, somebody you'd like to thank for the work that they've done with you?
Basically everyone, my parents and everyone supporting me, especially, like, my teammates and my friends. We're constantly texting me, calling me, saying good job and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, it's great having you guys as friends. Like, I'm so thankful for all of you guys.
Awesome. And I'm thankful for you.
Thank you very much
for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, just a wonderful day here at the 2015 Jenny K. Invitational. Mid-Pacific Country Club has been hosting this event for 65 years. 65 years. That's a long time to make a commitment. And I just want to thank all of the people, and this year's chair, Carrie Schumann, and Marsha Lee, who's the rules official, and PJ Salomson, who gave me so much information, which, of course, I'm trying to find something on Heather, because this is so cute. Heather Carr is joining us now. She is playing in the Champions Division, and her tee time is coming up soon, I think, so we don't want to take too much of your time. But when they were looking for information about you, Heather, they said that you were married to Fresno State, somebody in NFL. I'm not sure.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, I know. I came in. They said, yes, we do share the same name, but I am not that person. My name is Heather Carr. I used to play for Cal Poly about 10 years ago. In the Division I Big West Conference, and I am one of the few players who come out in Hawaii to play with these girls, which is such a pleasure to play with. When I played with someone in junior high and high school yesterday, and it's so fun to see like where they're at in their game, going through the whole trying to figure out what colleges they're going to go to, and it really is just so amazing, because when I started off, we didn't even have junior girls golf. Like, there was like two of us playing, and you know, you get the first and second prize. And even in high school, I was playing on the men's team.
Wow.
Until my junior year of high school, where they, I'm originally from Santa Barbara, California, where they collected all of us girls and said, oh, we're going to start a girls team. And I remember the first day of practice, one of the girls, she's putting her bag on the putting green. And she says, she's putting her bag on the putting green. And she's like, so what club do I use now? And we all just kind of look at her and we're like, you're a putter? So, I mean, girls golf has come such a long way, and it's so incredible to see. And one of the things I'm kind of disappointed in is, like, I know there's other girls out there who are in my age group. There's been, you know, 10 years has gone by since we started those women's golf team in Santa Barbara, California, and I don't know where you are, but you guys should come out and play. The Jenny K is a great tournament to play in. I don't know if there's women who are hiding behind their handicaps, but, you know, even I think the USGA did a horrible thing by taking away the women's public links. I think they gave it a couple more years, and you're going to see a lot more women in my age range and the girls who are just completing college coming out and playing in those tournaments. So I urge the USGA to bring back the women's public links and call out all these girls. I know they're out there. I've played with them. So, and the other thing is, you know, for those women who maybe even in this tournament who are hiding behind handicaps and don't want to play in the championship levels because there's high school and junior high girls out there, like, come out and play. It's just for the game, and it's just for you trying to you know, better yourself and better your game. And I shot a 92 yesterday, which is, I know I'm a better player than that, but you know, when you don't play in tournaments every time, you still get that rush. Your heart's palpitating on the tee, and you're like, oh man, am I going to shank this off the first tee box? Or, but it's okay. It's all for the fun of it. And any girl that's out there, I think there's the USGA Women's Amateurs coming up in Kauai.
Poipu Bay,
yes. July 9th. I am going to head out there, and any of those women who are too afraid or haven't gone because there's high school girls and junior high school girls out there,
yes.
Come out and play. It's just fun, and it's a beautiful course. It's a great excuse to come out to Kauai, and, I urge you guys to come out and play. I'll be there. Let's have a drink. Yeah.
We'll have some fun.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking at you thinking, see, we started the Executive Women's Golf Association about 2 years ago just because of what you're talking about, trying to get more women who play the game but get them into a social setting, women who can't afford to join a country club, maybe some women who don't have a handicap yet, you know, that the EWGA affords a place for them to safely build their handicap and then get out and play in tournaments. And we have the annual tournament. There's about seven of us playing, if that, in our annual tournament, because there's only 27 or so. And some of them are members both here in Hawaii, and they're bi members. So they can be the mainland California members, and so they won't be playing. But we have this small chapter, and I'm looking at you thinking, Heather Carr, I need you to be in the EWGA, because what you're talking about is exactly what this game needs, getting women who started off now in the junior golf ranks and have gotten to be in their mid-20s, in their 30s, and where are they going? And that's one of the things about the PGA of America, the USGA, all asking themselves, how are we going to keep women in the game? We dump people after junior golf, and there's no place for you to go. If you don't go to college, where do you play? Who do you play with? Everybody's busy getting into their careers, and they get lost. There's no place to funnel women after that organized junior golf into something next. When you talk about the U.S. Women's Amateur, the deadline is July 1st of this year to enter. July 1st, and it's at 11 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii. You have to have your entry in online by 11 a.m. because it can't be to the USGA after 5 p.m. Eastern time, and that's 11 o'clock Hawaii time. The date of the event is July 10th at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and come and play with Heather Carr.
Yes, and yes. If you need any encouragement, you can find me on Facebook. It's Heather McGinnis-Carr, and we can set something up and go have a great weekend in Kauai and play in the U.S. Women's Amateur.
Bravo. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you for your time.
Have a great run. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnevik.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Here in the clubhouse, it is May 16th, a week before Memorial Day, and we're at the 65th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, Mid-Pacific Country Club. The forecast calls for some rain in the morning, and it is windy. It's 10 to 25 miles per hour and it seems to be coming straight off the ocean. About their trade winds, and they're blowing strong. The Mid-Pacific Open had to contend. Mid-Pac Open had to contend with these winds and the women as well. Now, what's exciting about the Jenny K is in recent years, women from Japan have been coming to Hawaii to compete in the Jenny K. And with us right now is the young woman who's in second place, I believe it is, and she is Miyu Goto, and she's with her interpreter, Kiyomi. Welcome to the show, Miyu. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kiyomi, I'm wondering, why did Miyu want to come to play in the Mid-Pac, the Jenny K Invitational here at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
She got the title and the first prize in Japanese amateur tournament in Fukuoka City. And then, so the next step is Jenny K.
When you say next step, why do you call it the next step?
I mean that.
We like that you said that. That's very nice. But is it the next step to come into the United States market?
Yes, yes. Because they are really international, and Hawaii situation is really different between Japan and Japanese, for example, in Kyushu.
Yes, beautiful. Ask her how she likes it, and we'd love to hear her speak in Japanese. How does she like this golf course?
She said she is really enjoying. And of course, green is really difficult.
Yes.
Difficult, really quick. And the speed is really quick. And then also Hawaii is really windy. But she was really enjoying to play.
Excellent. That is the same problem everybody has here. Fast greens, and the hills on the greens go like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So you lose the ball when you think you have it right, and it goes, and you know, what are you going to do, right? And Jason Amoy is the superintendent, and he has been setting up PGA Tour at Wailea Country Club. He set up for the PGA Tour Sony Open.
Uh-huh.
So then he came here about 12 years ago, and he's been setting up difficult. So he makes it challenging.
Right.
And what was the most difficult shot to recover from yesterday?
If she how can I say it, missed that direction,
uh-huh.
Of course, really easy to fall. That's easy to follow.
Yes.
Overside.
Right.
And then so try to thinking next thing and how to get.
How am I going to get out of this position that I'm in? Yes.
Really easy to fall.
Yes, it's easy to get there, but how am I going to get back? Is that it? Okay. Good. And what do you like about the golf course?
Do
you like 16?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to ask Carrie Schumann and Marcia Lee about 16 after we say aloha. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a real pleasure meeting you. It's been thank you for being here.
Okay.
Aloha. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's just wonderful that we have the young ladies from Japan coming here. As she said, it's the next step, going from Japan, and with the close ties, our Japanese community here in Hawaii, for the young girls to go and to feel comfortable in the islands and then to come here. It's really quite wonderful that this is considered a next step to go then to the U.S. mainland. And it's been happening. And last year, we didn't have anyone from Japan in the field. And I'm just really excited that changed this year. So we have Marsha Lee, rules official, as well as Carrie Schumann. She is the Jenny K. Chair. And I got to ask Marsha, tell us about 16.
Oh, 16 is a par 5, long uphill par 5. And those girls can get on it in 2 with no problem.
Well, I saw Heather Carr's drive was right at the bottom of the hill, right before the ditch.
Is it the
her
ditch?
Drive.
Yeah, is it the ditch that's intimidating?
No.
They're playing from the back tee.
They're playing from the back tee. Yeah, we hope to just get over the ditch in 2.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's our goal.
That
was cute when she said 16 was.
That was cute.
Yeah.
I think because if they hit straight,
yeah,
it's a really good hole for them to get a good score on.
To be able to birdie.
Because 17 is another issue.
Yeah.
And what's 17 like?
Very narrow with OB on one side and lateral hazard on the other, and it's very narrow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
There are a lot of folks who don't get to play the Mid-Pacific country club, so I really appreciate that you're giving us this insight. And there are charity events that are played here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. The members here, you're wonderful for giving of your time and the course to different charity events. So if you hear that there's a charity event being held at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, you really need to take advantage of that opportunity to play. And it's usually on a Monday, so you can kind of stretch your weekend and turn it into a 3-day weekend. We are now joined by Charlie Kapi'iho. We don't need that one letter right there. Kapi'iho?
Kapi'iho, yes.
I've got to have 2 I's in there.
Yeah.
Kapi'iho. Now I've got it. Thank you. What school do you go to?
I actually just graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Yeah, and you were on the golf team?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, what are your, we were just talking with Heather Carr, and she was in junior golf when there really wasn't any, and then she went to college, and then she went on, and there was no real place to go if you don't make it on the mini Sumitra 2 or whatever.
Right.
What are your goals?
Right now, I actually just took a year off break from golf to kind of see where things were going for me.
Uh-huh.
But golf has always been a strong driving force in my life. Right now, I'm just keeping my options open. This is my first turning back off my break from the time I graduated. So just trying to see how I perform and what will be next for me.
And what's inside your heart when you're playing?
Definitely golf is in my heart. I'm not sure if competition level is totally there for me yet. I know I still need to do a lot more practice. So, like I said, we'll see how this goes, and then if something better comes along, then fine.
Yeah. Well, when you take a year off, how do you get back into the rhythm of the game? What did you do?
Well, actually, I am currently coaching for the varsity girls golf team at Kamehameha,
cool.
Kapalama. So that kind of got my interest back into golf. So I just started practicing and with the girls, so that kind of got my passion back.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not like riding a bicycle.
No, not even close. No.
There's a lot of things that your body forgets that needs
to
be taken care of. But when you have the feel, you start getting, when you get your touch back, then you know you've got it, right?
Right. That's the part, is getting our touch back.
Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy. I commend you, Charlene. When you said coaching, when I looked at you, I thought you have that demeanor that would make you very close you know, it'd be easy for kids to get close to you, mm-hmm. To look to you for answers and help and advice.
Right.
But by the same token, there's still part of you that wants to be the best golfer you can be.
Yeah, you hit it spot on.
Okay.
I mean, I still have that competitive drive in me, but I still want to be there for my students and help them or give them my knowledge that I have from winning and losing and struggling and being successful. You know, I still want to help them to be the best that they can be also.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So good talking with you.
Yeah,
I will ask my executive producer to give you my card.
Okay.
I'd love it if you stayed in touch.
Great.
That would be fantastic.
Thank you.
So I'm going to make sure that, let's see now. Okay, would you make sure, thank you very much, that Charlene Cupe Ojo gets my card.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And have a great round.
Thank
May
you.
Hit the sweet spot every time. All right. I see she's ready. She has the golf balls in her hand, and she's ready to go. Is she going to go putt? Yes, she is. She's getting home. So, Carrie. What struck you the most watching the young women playing the game? You said that you watched the recovery shot that Heather Carr. What was? Would you give the headset first to Marcia for just a second? And there we go. Thank you. What was that recovery shot?
Well, she was across the cart path under a tree. Her ball was in a clump of grass. So there she is across the cart path. There's the bunker and the green beyond. And I'm looking at that going, oh, my, what would I do? And she just put it up in the air, bink, right on the green, chin high. I was amazed.
Amazing.
At the talent these girls have.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It, what's marvelous is about the talent that our young women have who are playing today and what it takes to be on the LPGA or the LET. I mean, when we talk great golf, there is such great golf, and then there is, like, these guys, they say on the PGA Tour, you know, these guys are good. Well, they really are the top 125 top players in the world. And on the LPGA, you are the top 120 women golfer in the world, and that is there's a fine line between that. Marcia, were there any interesting? Marcia Lee is our rules official for the 65th Jenny K here at the Pacific Country Club, and our tournament chair is Carrie Schumann. We just heard her talking about that great recovery shot. I needed to hear that on the air. Marcia, any unusual rules that you had to deal with yesterday?
The first day of the Jenny K is always an interesting day. And I found myself at the fifth hole, which is a par five, a long par five, which has a bit of a water hazard just before the green that causes, and on both sides, that the from the tee boxes on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side, and then as you approach the green, we have another water hazard with a bridge. And
can we make it any more complicated, right?
But it's so interesting to do rules for the Jenny K, especially with the young girls, our championship flight, that they're just incredible. And to watch them go for that green in two and get on that green and possibly eagle it and likely birdie it, and then to watch our higher handicap girls, our B, E,
well,
actually, yesterday it was A, B, C, D, and E.
Wow. It was a rough day.
It was a rough day. But it always is the first day because the stress level of this tournament that I feel in these women, and I used to play the tournament before I decided to do rules. Rules were much less stressful than playing the tournament. But yesterday was a day of rulings, just mostly water hazards. Had some flower bed issues, had some other issues yesterday, dropping cart path drops, because we do have a lot of players. This is their first tournament ever.
Do you know that we have Alana Sakuma here? This is her seventh
mm-hmm.
Jenny K.
Mm-hmm.
Her seventh Jenny K.
Yeah, we've watched her grow up.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It really is wonderful. So I'd like, would you mind, Marcia, passing your
Not
headset over? And we're going to, I was looking, Alana Sakuma is in Island Pacific Academy, I believe. She qualified for the U.S. Girls Junior Amateur in 2013. But I was looking at, and I thought, do you play basketball, Alanis?
I used to play basketball, and then this year I decided to quit to pursue my golf so I can focus just on golf so that I could prevent any injuries.
Yes.
And just focus on my golf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why put yourself in a position where you could hurt yourself and hurt your entire career? You also, for the 2014 U.S. Women's Amateur, you qualified in Lexington last year. When you decided to go to another place to qualify, was there a reason for you not to try to qualify here?
I was in the mainland the whole summer, so it was just convenient to just go there and qualify.
Right. A lot of kids come from Hawaii, and then they go to the mainland, and they're trying to figure out all the greens and the grasses. Did you find staying there that summer and then competing in Lexington easier because you were there that summer?
I think that all the greens on the golf courses, they're all different. They all vary. They have a lot of the courses have different tees and then different grasses. I think that every course is the same, or you just have to adjust to each course. Nothing's really the same. So
that's, I like how you phrase that. You know, all courses are, you know, they're all the same, and they're golf courses, and then you adjust to the different grasses
mm-hmm.
that are growing, and you just get a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when we come from Hawaii, we don't realize that those different grasses can really affect the roll of the ball.
Yeah, because in Hawaii, there's just like Past Palom and then Bermuda. There's not really a bunch of other grasses. Whereas
those rye grasses,
yeah.
Yes, those tricky ones. And you were at the were in the David Ishii Hawaii High School tournament on the Big Island
mm-hmm.
and placed eighth. Really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. What do you want to do? I think you're 16. You graduate in 2017.
Yes.
Are you looking at a picture of your future, or are you still just enjoying what you're doing right now?
Well, the goal is to hopefully get a scholarship into college and then further better my game there and then see what happens. Maybe I'll make it to the LPGA.
Excellent. I was just talking with a young lady who's from Finland was it Singapore? And now she's here, and she's going to go back to Europe and play on a feeder tour to get to the LET to get to the LPGA. So it's
great.
It is great that, you know, thinking in that kind of way. When you go to school and you're doing all these things, you said that you're trying to get a scholarship. Are you part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yes, I play in that every single summer.
Excellent. Okay, because I know that Mary B. Porter King is a big proponent of getting our young ladies.
She's great.
Isn't she? Yes, and scholarships. That's what it's all about. So it's time for you to get ready for your tee time. How do you do that? How do you get ready?
Oh, I usually putt first, and then I'll go to the range and then warm my body up, and then just before my tee time, I'll go back to the cart so I'm all warm and ready to tee off.
Excellent. So you start with the short game and work your way up, whereas some
mm-hmm.
people start with on the driving range to get the wedges. Some people start with the wedges to get the feel. See, there's no one right way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
It works the way it works best for you.
Exactly.
Awesome. It was really nice talking with you, Alanis.
Mm-hmm.
You're seventh, Jenny Kay. Amazing. Bravo. Thank you for being here with us. We've got Marsha Lee, and she is our rules official, and we have Carrie Schumann. She's our Jenny Kay tournament chair, and we are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI-FM Lanai City, KTOH-FM Kalaheo. Someone told me that there's a Starbucks in Kahului at the airport, and they listen every Saturday morning. So I just want to do a shout-out to the gang that puts on the radio station that carries the show in Maui. And hope you all having a great day in lovely Maui in the airport. Wherever you're going, travel safe. Congratulations to Jeff Berger of Hilo and Conrad Nishina of Honolulu. They won the Mother's Day prize giveaway, two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Really nice. And we're going to do that for Father's Day. Hopefully we'll have some women who win for the Father's Day. We'd like to give some golf balls. It's the Bridgestone golf balls. We've got the Lady Precept to send to the ninth caller. This is the softest ladies' ball on the market. Exceptional performance for moderate swing speed. Got a thinner cover for higher launch and longer shots. It's soft feel from tee to green. It's the Lady Precept Bridgestone Golf, made in the USA. All you've got to be is the ninth caller, and the number's 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Write it next to your, put it on your phone so it can do that speed dial thing. And we're being joined by someone that I've never met before. And it's been a long time since we've met. And a really long time. And Rick, thank you very much. Yeah, bring your microphone right up there.
There we go.
Carrie, you're an old pro now. today is the third day. This is a 54-hole stroke play event. 3 days, starts on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. It's no cut. Everybody plays straight through. Ah, hi, it's Patty Lee. I've never met you. I have a sign somewhere here telling me that you are the women's division chair.
That's correct.
Bravo, of the Mid-Pacific Country Club.
That's correct.
We were talking, wasn't Heather Carr dynamic when she said...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, right? Yes. Heather Carr is playing, and she comes on and says, you know, we really have to get... Where are the women in my age group, and why aren't you out here playing? Why aren't you participating in this fabulous tournament? How come you're hiding behind your handicap? Women's division, what do you... when you... You create events for the ladies here, don't you?
First of all, Jenny Kay has been in existence for a really long time.
65 years,
okay? So it was created a long time ago.
Yes.
For me to play an event like this, it would have to be for the really bad golfers of the state of Hawaii. So
it's okay.
So I think we should have a bad golfers tournament. So
yes. Hello, I'm in here with you. Well, we're all raising our hands. Oh, well, yeah, that's good.
We'll leave it to you, Patty.
Okay, that's my next pass. Okay.
Yeah, we just have fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, to me, having fun on the golf course is just being on the golf course.
Well, that's true.
In
Hawaii, look out here. How can you possibly not have fun?
Right.
As I shot myself in the foot last Tuesday. So.
Well, what happened last Tuesday?
I had 9-3 putts.
Ah, that's painful, isn't it?
That is very painful.
Yes. Somebody told me that they played Chambers Bay, and they had a birdie and a couple of, I'm not sure what, but most of the time the ball ended up in his pocket, many times. So he's a proponent of you pick up the ball once you've gone past your handicap.
Well, that would be another tournament.
Yes.
I like that.
Right? So there's lots of ideas that we can bounty about.
That's right.
That make it possible for those of us who aren't that great to play. So what, as the women's division chair, what do you have to do?
Well, I basically have to listen to what Carrie says.
Oh, again, yes. You should look at the eyes.
She knows this tournament, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this tournament is run by the women of this club. They give it their all. It takes an awful lot of effort to put this together. The tournament is like a beast that has to be fed. There's an order in which it has to be fed. It gets done properly. The tournament goes ahead.
And it's good.
And Well, I was just saying, and women like to work together, so this is a wonderful opportunity to do that.
This is great. I remember 10 years ago, it's been 18 years since I've been covering this.
Amazing.
Yes, it really is. So it was at some point, somebody said, oh, no, don't advertise. There's no space left, you know, because we get filled up. And then there was the time when they were like, we really do need, could you know, get out the word? There's
right.
Now we're swinging back up again, where you had too many entrants and you had a waiting list this year.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's encouraging in my book.
There are more
women who want to, you know, whether or not they're playing in the E flight or the A flight. And I see, for instance, Bev Kim. Bev Kim has been playing in the A flight. Well, I don't know if Bev Kim wants to say how old Bev Kim is. Marsha Zaranda. Marsha Lee is the rules official.
I think she played in the championship flight at one time.
She did. She won the championship flight.
So.
Yes, she's been, and now she's tied for tied for first in the A flight.
Correct.
And that's an amazing accomplishment for a woman. Okay, let's agree. She's 69
years old.
She's 69 years old.
Young. Yes.
69 years young, and she's playing. And then our 88-year-old, we figured out who that was, right? Betty Ross.
Yes.
And that was Marsha. Thank you, Marsha. I wish I had one more microphone. I need to plug in somewhere. Yeah.
And we have an 84-year-old playing this year.
See?
Pat Severson.
Fantastic. That's why, you know, age doesn't mean anything here at Jenny K. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the A, B, C, D, E flight. Mm-hmm. You can find a spot. You can play your game and just enjoy the Mid-Pacific Country Club because it's really three rounds of golf, a banquet. Who's in charge of the banquet?
Linda Hook.
Linda Hook.
Okay. And Linda is going to be president.
Great job.
Yeah. And she's going to be president next year. Yes. She's taking Patty's spot.
Taking my spot.
I see. So it sounds like a real party planner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's a good party planner.
All right. So tell us about the banquet.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a winner for our golf ball.
Oh.
Yes. Tim Clark from Waikoloa Village on the Big Island. He has won the lady precept. I know you have a lady in your life, Tim, and she will love them, but I got to tell you, a lot of men like playing this ball. And Rick just raised his hand, and I think I saw Mark nodding his head, yes. Yeah, I mean, why not, right? It's for smooth swingers. So congratulations, Tim Clark. So what are we going to have for this this party? What is this? I mean, I want to know what we're going to do. I'm not even going to be there, and I want to know. There's lots of food.
There's going to be an amazing buffet with lots of salads and meats and fish and chicken and, I mean, just
everything. Everything.
And fabulous. And it's going to be gorgeous.
And it's going to be gorgeous.
Yes. Flower arrangements are up, and you should, I mean, the flower arrangements all over the golf course are spectacular. We had lots of people volunteer plants, but Pam Nemechek is the primary designer for our flower arrangements.
Excellent.
They're gorgeous.
These
right?
people need to, yeah. we need to talk about yeah. how hard they work
yes.
to make this.
Oh, and Pam worked for 2 or 3 days just getting all the flowers collected to get them here so we could all go out and do our job.
Wow.
And the different holes and different parts of the clubhouse. Everything.
And you have the kahili everywhere.
No, just on the first tee.
On the first tee. First and tenth.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
the tee off.
A beautiful, beautiful touch. Yeah. Really like that. Really like that. And all the people who are helping. Okay, we have to take a commercial break, and then we'll be down to our last 15 minutes of the show, or last 10 minutes of the show. So I'd like to talk about just how we can wrap this up, what our thoughts for next year, and we'll take it from there. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we are back. It's going to be a fabulous day for you to play a round of golf because the wind is a little, 1 to 2 club wind, I'd say, depending on where you are and how exposed the golf course is. We've got showers likely in the morning. You won't get a lot of roll, maybe. The greens are going to be a little bit slower, maybe. Depending, again, if you're exposed to the wind will really dry out those greens. So then, but, you know, go on the practice green. Although I always find when I go to the practice green, it rolls completely different than anything else that I go to. So I'm often like, oh, dear. Before you go, Patty Lee, I just wanted you to tell me what is there something you wanted to thank? Somebody you wanted to thank? Is there anything you'd like to say about the Jenny K this year?
Well, I think the Jenny K this year is being very well run. It's fabulously run. We have the volunteers here from MidPack are just out there with great enthusiasm. I'm working with the spotters, so getting people to volunteer to go out to sit on a hole for 3 hours and watch the ball come by or go whatever, and that takes, you know, that's a lot of time. That's a big time sink. And then we have the professional golf people who are here. It's really a huge effort. And then the staff at MidPack and the time that they put into it. People don't understand how much effort and time goes into an event like this.
I'm so glad you brought up the staff because the banquet itself is a huge cooking operation that the kitchen here takes on to take care of. Mm-hmm. And I must say, I think that's available to parties. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to have a party at Mid-Pacific a Country Club, is that something? Could you just yell yes or no, Tim? Can people have parties at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Through a member.
Through a member.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much
thank
for being
you.
On the
okay.
show. And have a wonderful, wonderful time. Okay. Now, we're Patty Lee. Bye. We have Marcia. Marcia, when Patty said there's the professionals here, was she talking about people who do rule scoring? I mean, how do you become a rules official to be able to do a tournament and actually have the credibility that some of these players, they get argumentative?
Oh, yeah. the nicest thing about being a rules official, first of all, it takes a lot of studying. There's testing. And as you know, next year, 2015, we come out with a new rules book. So we'll be attending seminars and workshops and all of those things in order to be a rules official. There really is only one true professional rules official on this island, and that's Mary B. Porter King. She's one of the only ones that has really passed everything at flying colors and knows her stuff big time. So we all go to her for questions when we have really strange rulings come up, which we have a number of it. The Jenny K and the Mid-Pack Open. But as far as confrontation or argument, the nicest part about being a rules official is the rules official has the final say. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't argue with me. I'm explaining this is what it is, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
And there, as you've seen, even in the PGA and the LPGA, there are errors made by rules officials because things happen quickly or things go wrong. And
right.
But because the rules official has made that decision, that's the standing.
Somebody's got to have the last word,
mm-hmm.
and it's got to be the rules official. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it takes a long time for a rules official, if it's a big course, if it's a big event for them. I remember there was this time lag during one major event on television. It seemed like we were waiting for like 20 minutes for the guy to come to get, you know, where is this
mm-hmm.
rules official? There's a lot of pressure involved.
Yes, and you can also, and generally we will, especially those of us here in Hawaii, we have a really good group of rules officials. Jim Femia is their chairman here this tournament. But we're very good at calling each other in. You can always call for a player can always call for a second opinion as well. Can I have another rules official? I don't agree with your
excellent.
Your decision.
That happened yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens quite often. But it's been really fun for me since I decided to get into rules more. And the main reason I did is I have a friend on the mainland who is actually a USGA rules official with the mini tours. He does it all over the country, so it's fascinating. And he gets to travel and do the whole thing. But with Hawaii, I've been doing it long enough now, like Alanis and Marielle, I've watched them grow up from when they were like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Isn't that something?
That's wonderful.
To sit next to them and see what they're doing now, and they're heading off to college or they're playing in college now. And I mean, I go back to all of our girls, Christina Merkel and Michelle Wee. I mean, I knew Michelle when she was 10 years old.
Right.
And just watching her turn out to be what she turned out to be. So it's a really fun thing to do.
Excellent. There's rules. If you're interested in learning more about the rules, doesn't the Hawaii State Golf Association hold rules workshops here and clinics?
Yes, and actually the HSWGA does as well, which is what I'm on the board for, the HSWGA, Women's Golf Association. And we're holding one on June 10th.
On June 10th?
Yes, we're having a workshop up at the Camp Smith on the Sunset Lanai.
Wow.
And it's on our website, which is hswga.org. The application is there, and we're having lunch and an outdoor as well as indoor workshop.
For the hswga.org, you have to have a handicap to become a member. Is that correct?
You have to belong to a member club.
A member club?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if somebody were an EWGA member, would that count as a member club? We don't know.
I don't think you have. That's a good thing for us to talk about, is for you to get that club into the HSWGA and
yes.
be able to come to
right.
all of these.
Mm-hmm. All of these things, because we have handicaps. We keep our handicaps,
mm-hmm.
and they're official with the USGA.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be fun to be able to mm-hmm. take advantage of the rules workshops. That
yes.
you and we'd like to become members and support the Hawaii State Women's Golf
and our tournaments are great. Our
yes.
tournaments are wonderful.
You have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have fun
mm-hmm.
tournaments,
mm-hmm.
and you pool from. It seems there's the Olomana ladies, and then there's the Mid Pack ladies.
We have 32 member clubs.
There you go.
1,141 members.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Carrie Schumann, our tournament chair. What do you want? What do you want people to take away from this broadcast, from the Jenny Kay, about the Jenny Kay?
Well, our tradition has been going for 65 years, and we're holding our tradition pure. And that's very important to the women. We've had other ideas that come up, and we want to stick with tradition. And I'd really like to thank UHA for their sponsorship. The committee, all of the volunteers, and the staff at Mid Pacific Country Club, because I don't think anybody understands how much goes into this tournament.
Excellent. Yes, that's perfect. And if you'd like to play in the Mid Pacific, at the Mid Pacific Country Club in the Jenny Kay Invitational, the 65th, it'll be the 66th next year, you've got a whole year to get ready. Which is wonderful. But even if you're not ready, you're never ready, right? I mean, you never feel ready for something like this. You just have to take the plunge, jump, go sign up, you know, and do it early, because when can we start signing up? When are the applications released? You said you start in October?
Well, that's when we start organizing, because everybody already has their organizations going.
But the application comes out in February or March.
Okay. So you go to the website. The website here is the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's Mid-Pacific Country Club. Just Google Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's mpcch.org, something like that. And then you go to tournaments. Then you see Jenny Kay, and there, right there is the application. And anybody listening on the mainland or internationally, I urge you to make this tournament a part of your vacation, because that would be fun, to come over to Hawaii, spend a couple of weeks, play the Jenny Kay. You'll have a blast. What a wonderful ladies' trip that would be. I can't think of a better way to spend. And you can stay at one of the legal bed and breakfasts in Kailua or Lanikai.
Yes.
There's got to be one or two, right?
Yes. Right. Danielle, we actually have a woman playing in the tournament that's here from New Jersey. That she met our winner for the senior women's championship over in New Jersey last year, and they became friends, and she came over here to play the tennis.
Fantastic. See, and she's enjoying it, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's why I said it's, you know, I count this as one of the premier women's amateur events in the United States of America.
It definitely is.
Yes, absolutely.
Come party with us.
Come party with us. Come and have a drink.
Heather's buying.
I know, that was a great line. Heather's buying. And remember, you can, there's a deadline if you'd like to get in. Heather was talking about, Heather Carr has just become famous. She's talking about playing at the U.S. Women's Amateur Qualifier July 1st, and that's when you have to, the reason I say July 1st is because you have to get your application into the USGA by 11 o'clock in the morning, Hawaii time. It's got to be there by 5 o'clock. You don't get it in, you don't get it in. I mean, USGA is very strict, just like a rules organization would be. And then you'll play at Poipu Bay Golf Course, gorgeous course, July 10th. And maybe you'll go to the mainland, you know, and you can decline. If you can't afford to, you didn't expect to play so well, there will be an alternate, and I'm sure that person will say, hey, thanks, I'd be happy to play. I have to thank the people who make the show possible and wrap it up. It's 3 minutes till. Thank you so much for being on the show, and Carrie Schumann for staying with me. You've been my anchor. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Awesome. Okay. And Marcia, thank you.
Great
awesome.
Show.
Thank you. And thank you, Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across the Hawaii. For systems, these systems, you can monitor them anywhere. Like right now, I could get on my iPhone and I could go to the site and bam, I could see the cameras. I could see what my dog is doing in the house if I wanted to. That's what it's all about. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems. It's Alert Alarm, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Creative Plumbing. Now, you know when the plumbing goes, you can't have time to mess around. And you get the water stopped, and you got to fix it. And you got to fix it. It's got to be done right. Whether you're, a gigantic building, they do it all. Maybe you're in charge of a shopping center. You're the resident manager of a townhouse. Or you've got a custom home or a store. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. That's Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's got to be good. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat, for risk assessment. They get on your property, they check it all out, and then they put the protection in place for your home, for your business, for your concert, for your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. It's Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and California. And I'd also like to thank UHA for taking care of all the folks here at the Jenny Kay. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.